couple years ago in 2020, there was a woman in Michigan, I don't know where in Michigan, but she received a postcard. It was sometime in October of 2020, and the postcard was dated 1920. Is that crazy? It took 100 years for this little postcard. In fact, the woman that got the postcard thought, her first thought in the article that I read, her first thought was, no one writes postcards anymore. What is this? And then she looked at the date. It was 1920. The postcard went on. It was addressed to Dear Cousin. Dear cousin, Dad is not feeling so well. We're making bread today. We'd really like to get together with you. Could we plan a trip to see you over Christmas, is what it said. Now, when I hear that story, I think, boy, the person that actually got that postcard probably had no idea who those cousins were and what was going on. But then when I read it, when I think about it more, I think I feel bad for the person who actually wrote the postcard, because the postcard didn't really reach the person that it was intended for. Those cousins, I wonder if they ever had Christmas together, not getting that postcard. That's how they connected. What Paul is doing here is, in these challenging words actually in this text, is he's trying to connect the sender, who is God, to you. He's the mail deliverer, your hearts. So here's some things. Verse 16, it says this, through him the power comes so that you may be strengthened in the power that comes in Christ. That's in verse 16, in your inner being. In other words, Paul's saying that it comes and enters your heart. Then in verse, I believe it's verse 17, Paul says that Christ may dwell in you. Then a verse later, verse 18, he says that you may grasp the love of God. Paul's saying, boy, it's really important that we allow God to speak to us. So here at Peace Lutheran, I just want to affirm something that we do here at this church, the way we read the Bible. Studies are great. Information's very important. It's important that we study as much as we can and know the words, absolutely. History is really important too. We want to be accurate to history. The Bible has some of that. But my friends, the way we read the Bible at this church, it's as if God is speaking to our heart. It's a heart message, letter to us. Now, strange thing, what is actually Paul saying here? All right, Pastor, you explained how to read the Bible, but what is actually being said here in this passage? Well, as I take a look at it, there's really two themes in these verses. It's a run-on sentence again from verse 14 to verse 19. It's one entire sentence in the original Greek. Ah, English folks, I know you're screaming when you hear that, but that's what it is. He's kind of praying and going on and on again. But there are two themes that stick out that are for you. This is what God would have for you. You have God's power and you have God's love. Now imagine a graph, and on one line like this is power, and on another line, there's another line that represents love, okay? You have power, first off. You have power. What that power is this. You have a strong foundation in which you cannot be moved. It's there. You have it. God has given that to you. You may have challenging circumstances. You may have health diagnoses and concerns that are really real and cause trouble for your life. You can't be moved. That's the power God gives you. You may have grief or loss that is really deep, and that's real and hard and very frustrating at times. You can't be shaken. That's the power God gives you. You may be dizzy by the news. How many of you have been dizzy from the news this last year? I've come to expect when I read it one day, the opposite's going to happen the next day. It's dizzying hearing those things. You can't be moved. That's the power of being in God's kingdom and having his name behind us, Paul is saying here in this text. There's power. Power, strength, he says.